This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 26th of August, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, the weather is mild and pleasant. Tel Aviv enjoys a sunny day with gentle breezes, while Jerusalem has clear skies. In Haifa, it's slightly cooler, but still a beautiful day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, in earlier reporting, Ynet reveals that Trump's top Gaza official warns Israeli strikes could derail ceasefire and Hamas disarmament. Also, from the Jerusalem Post earlier today, changing Israeli attitudes and strikes in Syria suggests that Turkey may now view Israel as a regional rival. Also this hour, Walla reports that after recent escalations, Qatar's prime minister will arrive in Tehran for talks with Iranian officials. Separately, I-24 News brings us a statement from Israel's outgoing ambassador to Ukraine, saying they see eye to eye on the Iranian threat. And finally, Axios reports from earlier today that the pro-Israel wing of House Democrats gains power on a key panel, with Representative Jared Moskowitz positioned to steer U.S. policy on Israel. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist and commentator, posted earlier today that Hakeem Jeffries has condemned Hassan Piker's anti-Semitism on CNN. Gideon Sa'ar, a former Israeli minister, stated earlier today that Dutch representatives will be expelled from Israel following anti-Israel actions by the Dutch government. Balaz News shared earlier today that Israel's foreign minister, with Prime Minister Netanyahu's approval, ordered Dutch diplomats at the International Gaza Support Center to leave Israel within 1 week. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Gaza. Ynet reported that Nikolai Mladenov, Trump's top Gaza envoy, warns that continued Israeli attacks could hinder efforts to cease fire and disarm Hamas. He also noted accusations from the Board of Peace that both sides are violating agreements. This could complicate peace efforts and impact civilian safety in the region. Turning to regional tensions, the Jerusalem Post highlights that recent Israeli military strikes in Syria may contribute to Turkey perceiving Israel as a rival. This development adds complexity to Middle East alliances and could affect future diplomatic relations between these nations. Meanwhile, the Qatar-Iran talks. Walla informs us that the Qatari Prime Minister's visit to Tehran aims to address recent escalations in the region. This dialogue could play a crucial role in easing regional tensions and fostering diplomatic solutions. In diplomatic news, I-24 News reports that Israel's outgoing ambassador to Ukraine emphasized shared concerns over Iran. This alignment could strengthen Israel's international alliances and influence future security collaborations. And on the political front, Axios highlights that the pro-Israel faction within House Democrats is gaining influence. Jared Moskowitz's new role may impact U.S. policies towards Israel, potentially shaping future bilateral relations. On the economic front, first, Kotek reveals that Meta is in talks to settle an addiction lawsuit, with potential fines reaching $1.4 trillion. This has major implications for tech regulation and corporate accountability. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reports that City People sees a recovery in Tel Aviv's real estate market and plans a bond buyback to reduce costs. This move could signal confidence in the local market's resilience. And finally, Globes reports that Luxembourg has blocked Israel bonds in the EU, posing a challenge for Israel's financial strategies in Europe. This decision could impact Israel's funding options within the EU. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 1 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.